Hello.
Hi, my name is Kenya. I returned a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested the call back?
You speaking to him?
How may I assist you?
I was trying to file my unemployment claim. They told me to call back because somehow my birthday got put in wrong, so they said they had to redo it and then call back.
Okay, I can help you with that. Let's start your social security number.
266-997425.
And your name?
Shakun Sun.
Your date of birth?
10/2/71.
When did they tell you that your date was putting you wrong?
Yesterday. So I called Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said call back later. I called back later. They said, well, it's too late now. I'll call back tomorrow. So here I am.
Hold on one second. You said it was yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they do that. Give me one second.
Okay.
Because they didn't submit it, so I'm going to submit it over for you. Give me one second. So the correct spelling of your name is Shaakkaann.
Yes.
And your last name, son, Saan.
Yes.
Okay. And your correct date of birth is?
October 2nd, 1971.
October 2nd, 1971. Your last two employers?
Nissan Huntsville and Bojangles.
What's your driver's license number?
Yeah. 976-1691.
Okay. Okay, now it's in though. I correct the pattern. So you got that. And we can file you now. And when you called the other day, that was your first time filing?
Yeah, I ain't never filed before.
Okay.
It ain't always been in Alabama either. You know, I was in Georgia and then Florida, from Florida. So.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Jackson.
It's going to be 924. Okay. So when you called the other day, they did some of your, they asked some questions. I'm just going
to
ask them again, some of them, and save what's already been entered into the system, okay? So your preferred language is English, and you do not have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, correct?
Correct.
And your email address is your first name. At gmail.com. Your telephone number is 386-589-9846.
That's correct.
Oh, because she put in the wrong date of birth. Who you had last week? Now I'm being nosy. She been here longer than me. What are you doing?
One of them. I knew it wasn't going to come out right.
You talking to me? Say it again.
So you saying she put in the wrong birthday, so of course it was going to reject me. She like, who is this?
She put in the wrong date of birth. She blocked herself. She put in a date. She put in the actual date versus your birth date.
Okay. Well, no one kicked it out then.
I'm sending a message over so they can change it. This is his second time. Mm-hmm. And it's October the what?
The 2nd, 1971.
Are they working on changing it?
Okay.
That's all she had to do.
Oh, wow. I'm like, yeah, I know it ain't going to be this hard.
Mm-mm. Not at all. And it was her mistake.
This is my first time. Yeah, since this is my first time ever claiming here anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. It was her input. She put the date versus your birth date.
Birth date.
And she could have, just like I sent over, I need this change quickly. This is the second time calling. She could have quickly said, I made a mistake. It's a mistake. We all human.
Oh, man.
There we go. Okay, it says updated. Let's see. Here. Okay. I have a couple demographic questions for you. What's your race?
Okay. I guess I'll go by other because black ain't a race technically of a color.
Do you consider yourself Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Yes.
You do consider yourself Hispanic?
Oh, you said non?
Hispanic
said non-Hispanic.
Or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. Your gender?
Male.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college courses.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
That has yet to be determined, so I say no.
What's your address?
12618 Bird Green Road. And that's Madison, Alabama.
Berry Green Road?
Bird Green.
Burr.
Yeah.
One word.
Yeah.
What's your zip code?
35756.
Is your mailing address same as your home address?
No, they're different.
What's your mailing address?
The one I just gave you.
So it's the same. Your mailing address same as your home address?
Technically. Cause I'm back and forth, so I'm like, I don't have like no utilities, none of that, no bank statements, none of that. That's why I said like that.
What was your occupation?
I was a service porter at the dealership.
And what does a service porter do?
We put the plastic and paper in the vehicle, move it to either if you're getting the oil change or getting your tires rotated or battery check. And if it's a main shop, you put it in the parking lot. You wash the cars, whatever needed from the porter.
Okay.
It's the put keys and tags in cars that's bought on records, you know, those things. So the advisor can type it up and see what needs to be done to the vehicle.
Okay. Are you seeking work in the same occupation?
If it's going to have this around the same rate of pay,
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
Have I ever?
With this last job?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, I was released. Cutbacks.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
For the most part, yeah.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job? What's the lowest hourly wage will you accept?
16.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April of 2023 and March of 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Into your checking or savings account?
Yeah, in my checking account.
Is this into a brick and mortar?
Huh?
A brick and mortar, a building, a bank you can walk into.
Yeah, a rest home. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need your account, your routing number twice and your account number twice.
Okay. You want to start with the route number?
Please.
2622758 35
Again.
2622758 35
Okay, and your account number?
5103 3164807
Okay, one more time.
All right. 5103 3164807
Thank you. And your last employer?
I guess it'll be the one I just got released from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nissan McClarty, Huntsville.
Landers.
Alabama. Yeah.
What's, do you have a telephone number for Landers?
Should I give you my supervisor number, which will be direct?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
256-797-7740. And what city was this work done out of?
Huntsville. On University Drive.
And your start date?
I started August of last year, but I came through the temp in May. So once I got through the owning, then I went through the ADT system with Nissan. So then I started in August, so right at the year. So I don't know if the owning counts or not. I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you know what you said last year?
Yeah, when I went through their system to get in ADT through Nissan.
Mm-hmm.
But I was through the temp in May of last year through owning staffing in Huntsville.
When was your last day work?
Saturday afternoon.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday would have put you at the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that y'all laid off?
Well, me and another guy, they laid both of us off. They say cut back, so ain't selling cars.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
I don't know because I just made a year, so that's a fine line right there. But usually they say after you hit a year, and I'm like right there. So I accrued some time, but if they want to be technical, you know, it was after the fact, and then you got released. So if they want to say no, they could. It's to their discretion. I've been a union shop steward before, so I know how stuff goes with employment law.
Okay. I need to grab a pen and a piece of paper. I have a couple more questions to ask you, and then I have a lengthy statement to read to you, and then we'll be finished, okay?
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 2001 Audi A6, a 2002 Lincoln Town Car, a 2006 BMW X3, a 2007 Saturn Ion, or I have never been associated with these vehicles?
A 2002 Lincoln Town Car.
Which of the following cities have a current or former association to you? Cumming, Rome, Macon, Augusta, or none of the above?
Rome.
What kind of Georgia's license plate has been on your 2000 Mercury Grand Marquis? Disabled veteran, handicap, military, taxi, or I have never been associated with this vehicle?
I've had the vehicle, but none of those plates.
What color was your 2005 Toyota Avalon? Brown, dark blue, dark green, white, or I have never been associated with this vehicle?
White.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2028 Drew Valley Road, Northeast. 2522 Collier Springs Road, Southeast. 465 West Jefferson Street. 9 Cross Creek Court. Or I have never been associated with these addresses.
2252 Collier Springs Road, Rome, Georgia.
Do you understand that you're filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you're the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process we just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start benefits to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification once a week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claim uses calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at, write this number down, 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday as early as 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. So you will do your first weekly certification this upcoming Sunday, which is the 18th. You could choose any day between Sunday and Friday as long as it's by 5 p.m., okay? And then you'll do your weekly certification every week after that. Whether filing online or by telephone, you need to remember your PIN. Your PIN number is 2524. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Lastly, beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. That means you got to fill out 3 different applications every week before you do your weekly certification. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but then the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions?
No, I think that's it.
Thank you for submitting your initial claim. Your transaction number is 497-716-905. That's 497-716-905. And your transaction number is a confirmation number that your claim has been filed. Okay? All right, Mr. Sun.
Okay.
If you don't have any other questions, I would like to thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line, and you have a great day on purpose.
Oh, you too. Appreciate everything.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.